Hello, and welcome to the Parental Advisory Movie Podcast. We are your hosts, Jeff Hall and
Patrick Terry. We're two dads with a love for movies.
Join us as we discuss movies we have seen with our kids,
as well as movies we have seen without them.
Hello, Patrick. So we started talking about doing things a little bit differently for whenever we have to, whenever we want to try and put out an episode, but we're not going to do it like a normal episode, I guess you could say. For one, we have plans that are going to come up for, like, for instance, for this one and me being out of town or out of state, whatever. And so we thought about banking some episodes, and I was like, oh, we'll just call them our banked ones. And I'm like, that's not very movie, so we'll go with shelved.
Yeah.
These are our shelved episodes. That's a little more.
We're pulling off episodes off the bench. There are six men.
There you go. Yep, our six men.
Or our third man episodes.
Yep. There you go, third man. So this is our first of those. And we're still got plenty of movies, thankfully, that we have watched that we haven't had a chance to talk about. I have several I could have chose from. I've only picked one for this episode because we wanted to be sure we still got something out and that everybody still had an episode they could listen to this week. For me, I chose a movie called Bobby Wine, The People's President. The reason why I chose this movie is because it is nominated for Best Documentary Feature for the Academy Awards. That will be, well, by the time this airs, it will have already occurred. So I wanted to have one out from one that I had watched and really enjoyed, which is on Disney Plus. What do you have?
As far as movies, I've got The Land of Bad. It's one of the more recent movies that I've watched. Simple action thriller. I don't know if it'll be nominated for anything for next year, but I thought it was a decent action movie to choose. Like, I have something else. I had something else, but it's been so long since I've watched it. I need to rewatch it. So
I feel it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you go first because I went first last episode. Feels like so long ago.
So I recently watched a movie called Land of Bad, and it released on February 16th. Runtime of 1 hour and 53 minutes, and it's directed by William Eubank, and it stars Liam Hemsworth, Russell Crowe, Luke Hemsworth, Ricky Whittle, and now this name, I hope I'm getting the last name right, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Good job. And from Gilmore Girls and This Is Us.
And then Sheikah Kagwe. So this is about U.S. Army Special Forces unit is ambushed during a mission to retrieve an intelligence asset, and their only remaining hope lies with the remote Air Force drone operator assisting them through a brutal 48-hour battle for survival. So the mission is for Special Forces, Sergeant J.J. Kinney, played by Liam Hemsworth, Sergeant Abel, Luke Hemsworth, Sergeant Bishop, Ricky Whittle, and Master Sergeant John Sugarsweet.
Sugarsweet. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so their mission is to rescue a CIA spy in southern Philippines. And so they have air support from Captain Eddie Grimm, a.k.a. Reaper, played by Russell Crowe, and his staff sergeant, Nia Branson, played by Sheikah Kagwe. So when they get there, they're following Viktor Petrov, and he's the one that has the asset. But but kind of unexpectedly, there is a militia that arrives, and the leader, Abu Sayyaf. I don't know. I think that's the group. Yeah, that's the actual group. And the leader is Saeed Hashimi. So they arrive, and Viktor introduces him to his family. And his wife is looking real nervous, like unsure about it. The next thing you know, Saeed takes out his gun, starts shooting, and his crew pretty much takes everyone out with the exception of Viktor, his family. So, and right now you have the team kind of hidden, just watching everything go down. They grab Viktor's wife and decapitate her head. Like, just...
Oh, damn. Okay.
Like, I was like, wow. But Viktor also has a son. So, I mean, that was pretty disturbing to watch. But Viktor has a son. They grab him. Basically about to do the same. And so Sugar Sweet is like, no, I'm not going to sit here and watch them do the same thing to us, to the mm-hmm. sun. And so right before they do, they start taking fire. And, you know, now it's become, instead of just getting an asset, they got to survive this because the militia is coming out through secret caves out of nowhere, just kind of just overwhelming them. Even though they have the drone pilot, they mm-hmm. can see, you know, so Liam Hemsworth's playing Sergeant Kenny. So he's given the coordinates of where they need to drop their missiles and, you know, which they successfully do, but it's just onslaught of other
yeah.
soldiers. They've got RPGs. They shoot one that ends up taking out, I'm just going to give their nicknames, Bishop and Sugar, take them out, presumably. And Sergeant Abel ends up getting shot, and then he ultimately does die. So the other two are assumed dead. Abel is
yeah.
dead. So now it's just up to Sergeant J.J. Kinney to try to get to an extraction point, which he does, but he's also being tracked, found, and everything just gets crazy to the point where the rescue helicopter's got to leave, and they run out of weapons on the drone, so there are no help at the moment. So it's just him by himself. This isn't his normal type of deal. Like, he's really not qualified to be on this mission, but he's just got to survive, and does ultimately get captured. One of the soldiers shows up to rescue him, showing that he didn't die, and the other's in capture. So it's crazy. It's a crazy action thriller. Kind of a surprise. There was no marketing, no trailer, yeah. nothing that I saw. Oh, yeah. I just saw it listed.
Like something that would come out of Redbox, like yeah. the cover, and kind of. But it's got a ton of big name people in it.
Yeah, and it was weird seeing Luke and Liam, and Liam, they're brothers, yeah. but they're not playing brothers. They're yeah. totally just different. And I mean, they favor, but they look enough different to where you wouldn't be like, damn, are y'all brothers? Y'all had the same dad or something? Is he out there, Rolling Stone type deal? Yeah. But yeah, it was good. And then, you know, Russell Crowe is being their eyes in the sky, or Liam's eye in the sky, to try to get him to safety. And of course, they have communication issues. They yep. have points where they lose visual. And it's a good thriller. I mean, I happen to just randomly see it on the Regal app and said, let me check it out. And actually, it was good. I end up having a private screening for it. So,
okay.
Which was sweet.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what happens when it's a movie that doesn't really get marketed well. Yeah. But I mean, it's got a great cast. And yeah, I mean, it'd probably do better like streaming.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's going to make back the money, because the budget was only like $18.7 million.
Okay.
But, you know, I think so far they made back 4.6. But, you know, without marketing, that's actually pretty good considering.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
No, and, dope.
But yeah, if you get a chance to check it out, I think this might be final week, because, you know, I figured just a couple weeks and they'll pull it and it'll go to VOD.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one. But I'd say check out in the theater just because it's just straight up action. Like, it's just to the point.
Oh, straight up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. For me, I chose Bobby Wine, the People's President. This follows Ugandan opposition leader, activist, and musical star Bobby Wine. He used his music to fight the regime led by Yoweri Museveni, the person who led the country for 35 years.
Yeah.
So, not that we've ever have or currently seen things where people are trying to change the law to make it to, you know, work better in their favor instead of just doing what the people want.
Yeah.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, when he took power, wanted more power, and held essentially what I think they have a parliament or something similar to that, to where basically he told them, this is what you're going to do, mm-hmm. instead of letting them basically just do their own jobs. But he put fear in there. And anytime, like whenever they had somebody run against him at an election, they would either take them, basically he would have the military take the opposition leader and put him in prison until after the election, and then Oddly enough, release them after like a week later after post-election.
Bang.
Yeah. People that would campaign or be close, you know, that would work for the oppositions would then also mysteriously be imprisoned without... They imprisoned the mayor of the capital city because he was trying to invoke free and fair elections. And yeah. He's like, I am the mayor. What are you trying to do? This is my city. You know, why are you trying to take me from my home? This is my home. Like, it's so wild. So Bobby Wine started out as a musician. He's saying about, you know, things that were going on, you know, in his society and his, you know, he's kind of like Bob Marley in the sense that a lot of his songs were political. Mm-hmm. He had some political, you know, and we're trying to express what was going, you know, the injustices going on in Uganda and around him. Now he was from the ghetto and lived a very poor, very, very poor life. But knowing that, you know, he obviously rose to fame, becoming very popular, and with that, you know, he was able to move away from where he grew up, and he's married and has, I think, two kids, I think. And so they're in a nice house in the city, and he's still trying to do political activism and stuff like that. He finally decides, oh, and the Yoweri Museveni changing laws so that, because it's, you know, they have like term limits. And so basically they made it to where, you know what, let's get rid of term limits and had the parliament or government, you know, change it to where you no longer, because they had like an age thing. They actually had term limits as far as age.
Wow.
Like you couldn't be over a certain age, which, God,
that'd be awesome.
We could only wish for that here. And basically they got rid of it. They got rid of that law. No more term limits. So he can run as much as he wants because he's now in power. Yep. Yeah. So Bobby Wine, you know, made it into like a, what would be like the equivalent of like a congressional seat. And so he's rising up. He's showing, he's telling about the injustices, trying to make, you know, trying to get changes made for the good of the people. And no one, you know, there's very few that are standing with him on this because they fear.
Yeah.
You know, what could happen. Again, sounds a little similar, but. So he ends up running when the next major election comes around, runs against Yoweri Museveni. And he ends up having one of his close associates that's working with him, you know, for his, I guess, for his election. Mm-hmm. It's shot while in the vehicle, like a drive, almost like a drive-by shooting. He survives, but like he was bleeding out, and if they didn't get him to the hospital quick enough, would have died. And he keeps telling Bobby, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. Basically, he understood what he was getting. He's trying to be like, listen, I knew what I was getting into when I chose, you know, to ride with you on this journey. But it definitely hits a little bit close to home. He sends his family away as well. There for a while, they are prisoners in their own house because there are military people surrounding his house. Yeah. They take his campaign manager and hold him hostage until after the election. And it's just, and it, again, this is a documentary, so this is like stuff that has actually happened.
Yes.
And it just shows, you know, the corruption and injustices that are going on in other countries other than just our, you know, that other outside of our country. And it's, I mean, you get some pretty good access. You know, they interview a ton of people, including Museveni, because of course, narcissistic, so he's happy to talk about whatever because he doesn't feel he's in the wrong. So you get a lot of really interesting interviews as well as some amazing footage, some of it kind of disturbing, but this documentary is absolutely stunning. And again, this is on Disney Plus because it's a National Geographic film, documentary film. Again, it's PG-13, runtime 1 hour 53 minutes. Highly, highly recommend, but very fascinating. I'm not going to tell you how it ends. You can always just look it up on the internet, but please take time, watch this documentary. It is phenomenal. That's it, man. That's all I got. Short, sweet. Same. Short, sweet, mini episode, mini banked episode, shelved, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It is the thing.
One of those, like,
it's the thing that it gets to get to buy. Yeah.
If you're listening to this episode, and hey, we took a week off.
Yep. I am on, you will have known that I'm on assignment this time, not you, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm the one that'll be on special assignment. So see if I can procure us some more guests. Maybe I'll run into them. Maybe this will be past tense. Maybe I will have ran into them at Disneyland. We'll see. Or just out and about.
Right.
I feel like I have had a really good time and that I'm not going to want to come back. I feel like I've already said that a couple of times. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Everybody, we hope you all enjoyed this little mini episode. And we'll definitely talk to you all a lot more the coming week because we'll have a lot more to talk about, including by this point in time, I will have seen Dune 2. Finally, into the Revenge of Tremors. All right, y'all. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed our show and have a moment, please rate and review. It helps us out a lot.
Also, recommend us to someone that enjoys movies or also has kids.
You can find us on Twitter at PA Movie Podcast and on Instagram at parental_advisory_movie_pod. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Parental Advisory Movie Podcast, and join in on the fun.